Monarch Landscape Management.
Hey, is Jason in by chance?
Miss is speaking.
This is Tyler with Cardiff.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
He's not in his office. May I take a message?
Do you know when he might be getting back in today, or is he just kind of in and out throughout the day?
Yeah, he's in and out.
I see. You might be able to actually help me out. I'm following up here on some past financing the company did with Western Equipment. Is there maybe like a controller or an office manager that helps with the finances that I'd be able to speak to?
Yes. That would be Randy. You said what's the company name?
I'm calling with Cardiff, but the past financing was with Western Equipment.
Okay, just a moment. He's not in this office. I can take down your number.
Yeah, if you don't mind pass along a note, that'd be great.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. Mm-hmm. And my direct dial is 858-252. Mm-hmm. 1496. And like I said, I'm actually following up here. It was based off some prior financing you had done with Western Equipment, but we had it extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago in the mail. I just wanted to see if it had touched their desk and kind of see what their thoughts or questions were on what we had sent out. If you don't mind me asking, how's business been for you guys with summer here? Have you been picking up?
Yeah,
is this typically kind of your busy season right now, or does it vary throughout the year?
It varies.
Okay. Who was the name of the controller there, just so I have that information?
That would be Randy.
Randy, okay. And is there an email? It might be easier for me to get in contact with that way.
Just walked in. Just a moment.
Your identity can be stolen. Yeah, they'll cash in on your data to buy phones they can sell. They can even steal your identity and get into your bank account. Identity theft, it's America's fastest growing crime. It's when bad guys use your information to pretend they're you. Buying things on your credit, liquidating bank accounts, and they get away with it. That's why I'm a member with LifeLock, and you should be too. And if they detect a problem, a U.S. agent works to fix it. That's different than that free credit monitoring.
This is Randy. Can I help you?
Hey, Randy. It's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing good. Had a good weekend, you know, starting the week right. So I just wanted to follow up here. We had sent out an offer about 2 weeks ago in the mail. It was based off some prior financing the company had done with Western Equipment. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
Tyler, I don't remember seeing anything, but that doesn't mean anything. It might have just not made its way to my desk.
Yeah, it also probably could have been lost in transit. But the offer was based off some good lending history you had shown there with Western, and as well as your DMB credit profile. The offer was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like you guys were pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base here with the company and see how things were going and what plans you may have here coming up this quarter with potentially needing any equipment or capital to back you there.
Well, Tyler, before I go into anything, let me just kind of get a little bit more information because I've not been with the company that long.
Okay.
Does the Bank of Cardiff actually write the notes for Western Equipment, or how did y'all get involved with that?
So we're a private business bank out in San Diego. So we basically have a UCC public filing which was the last one you had was with Western Equipment. And we're a private business bank, so we only work with businesses and business owners. We like to align ourselves with people that have a good lending history as well as a good credit background, which is why the offer was sent to your company. We don't just send these out to any old company, no matter what the situation is. So we do a little bit of homework here before that even gets sent to you. But like I said, you'd been pre-approved for right around $250K. We're just kind of a secondary source of funding there. If you guys were looking to maybe bring on some new equipment there, or if you had any projects or payroll there coming up and needed some capital.
Well, we're fortunate. We've got a good cash flow going on. I tell you what, if you'd like to, could you email me the information that you mailed out?
Definitely.
And maybe I can then, once I'm in front of the owner and my boss, then I can, you know, sit down and have a discussion.
Yeah, what's a good email there for you, Randy?
Sure, it's RALLMAN.
Okay.
Like Randy Allman.
Okay.
At monarchlm.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you the email there. It's just going to summarize the offer that we had sent out. It'll have my contact information as well. And yeah, kind of run that by the owners there, see if they had any projects or any equipment they might be looking to bring on. I don't know. Have you guys ever looked into working capital in the past or are familiar with that?
I know, you know, what it is, just from my background, but I've only been with the company here for a couple of months.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know what their complete history is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that email over there, kind of discuss that with them. I'll maybe try and touch base here at the end of the week and see if anything has sparked some interest or ideas, or if you guys had any questions. If anything does come up before then, feel free to give me an email, or you can just call me at my direct line. It'll be in the email that I send out.
Okay, great.
All right, Randy, it was good talking with you, and we'll touch base here in a few more days.
Okay, Tyler, thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.